Here's a guy who is an economics reporter at the New York Times. He also knows about real estate. And let's talk California with Connor Doherty. Connor, good morning, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking, and that's what we do here at KSRO, is talk about recovery and the nuts and bolts of it and the psychological aspect of it, all of it. And, of course, one of the things that we are just beginning to see here in the North Bay is the outgoing nature of some of our residents after the fires, and for pretty understandable reasons, too.
Yes, I think a lot of people also find out they're underinsured, unfortunately.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about everybody, I would say. But, of course, one of the concerns about us trying to not just rebuild the houses, but rebuild our community, too, is that we need as much as possible our community members to stay put through this very, very challenging project and process. And, of course, living in California doesn't make that part any easier to do.
No, I mean, I think what you find, and I'm sure you've found this as well, is that people who are from here or have lived here quite a long time often want to stay. But there's a transient nature to California as well. There are people who come here from wherever for jobs, and then they migrate up that way or something. And next thing you know, they're asking themselves, you know, maybe I do want to go home. And I don't have any science to prove this, obviously, but let's say I talked to 15 people or something for my story. I used only a few of them. I found that the ties were often stronger amongst people who had grown up here. In fact, I even met one woman who was like retiring, and I think she was moving. I forget where, but somewhere in rural California. And she actually, it was very important to her that she was like staying in California, even though she was finding like a cheaper location.
But finding a much more affordable area of California to live in than ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also, well, this is a hard story to write, but one of the things that was kind of just pinballing around in my mind was, well, we have this wildfire season that's like the worst, and people say it's going to continue to get worse. I will see if that's true. We have ongoing housing crisis that's been happening forever. It's just cost too much. And then now we have this Republican tax plan that won't hit everyone, but some people, it will hurt people in this state probably more than anywhere else. And people who rely on state and local deductions and the mortgage interest deduction to kind of, you know, lessen the cost of living here.
Yeah.
We're going to be in for a shock. I, for what it's worth, count myself amongst those.
Well, yeah, you're a Bay Area guy too, sure.
Yeah, so we'll see. So I was trying to kind of figure out how all these things come together, and it's just really not rocket science. It inevitably comes down to the cost. I don't think people fear fires the way they just get fed up with the kind of constant questions about, oh, can I afford this daycare or, whatever.
Well, you know, the other part of it for us here, Connor, is in Sonoma County, 25% of our population are senior citizens. And a lot of times, quite understandably, I think, the prospect of going through the entire rebuilding process is something that in retirement, you just don't want to do, don't want to have to deal with, you know? So that's a huge part of the issue for us.
Yeah, exactly. Once people are on a fixed income and they can't deduct medical expenses and all this stuff, it gets hard. So I totally understand that. Now, one of the things I put in the story that I thought was fascinating, it's actually a story from a couple years ago, around the holiday season, it's odd. I go back and I revisit this story, which, you know, we rarely do with newspaper stories whenever the holidays come.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be like, for most of the period from, after the World War II, around the holidays when people went home, they went home to wherever they came to California from. So, the airports in L.A. and San Diego and San Francisco and elsewhere, all filled up with people going to Michigan and and places like that. And now, and this has all been like, you can see this in the data, the airports in like Raleigh and Phoenix and Houston and what, they fill up with people who are coming back to California because they grew up in California and left because it was too expensive. So this holiday migration has like completely inverted on itself. And I guess I found that so fascinating because you know how it is, you know, you can see things in numbers, but when you can attach it to an event and walk to an airport and see people, you know, in their Giants hats and Dodgers hats going home, I just find that like a really telling example of how much the cost of the state has led to this kind of diaspora.
And of course, just to exacerbate everything, as you mentioned, Connor, you know, scarcity was an issue for us before the fires in terms of housing. And now, you know, we're seeing in the 2 months since the fires, you know, a ridiculous increase in the cost of new homes that are going up for sale because, you know, obviously the scarcity issue has been multiplied by around 5,000 structures.
Yeah.
Lost and homes and lost and things like that. So there, you know, if for anybody even trying to sidestep, you know, trying to move into a home comparable to the one they had the prices between that and the price of construction materials and construction workers is going to take that to a ridiculous level.
Totally. And it will be. I guess there's some hope,
and I tell me where. Tell me where.
Well, I think there's hope that you can do things differently than you did. You know, there are ways to make housing, I don't know, denser, or I'm assuming the community wants that. But there are ways to rebuild the neighborhoods in ways that you might not have contemplated, and it's possible that. Though it's obviously devastating for the people who lost their homes, it's possible that can help make a little bit less intense the longer-term problems of not enough housing.
And I mean, we were just on the phone with the folks from Habitat for Humanity, and they're talking about, you know, getting ready to start the rebuilding process early next year. And now at this point, they're talking to some of the purveyors of prefab materials for housing so that not only can it be a little more cost effective, particularly with Habitat for Humanity, but it can also happen at a quicker pace.
Yeah, totally. And and I talked to some of your, I mean, this is going back to right after the fires. I talked to your congresspeople and they, or your state senators.
Yes.
For Sonoma and Napa. And they, I know you're not in Napa, but.
That's
the
okay.
Area.
They're our neighbors. They were affected too.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Well, I went to Vintage High, so I'm aware.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, so I think that there are opportunities. Look, you don't want to be talking about a fire or a devastating event as an opportunity. But it is true that in life, and I'm sure even people devastated by the fires go through this. You know, when you're being forced to rethink everything, sometimes it can free you in ways that you wouldn't allow yourself to, you know, if you were just kind of going bit by bit. And I still think we kind of screwed the pooch on this one, but the drought, for instance, was an opportunity to think about how we could do all sorts of weird water filtration, you know, things.
Landscaping, kinds
like
of changes,
how could
yes.
We think this so that we don't have to deal with it in the future, or at least it won't be as intense. And I think housing is an opportunity to do that, even though it's, again, devastating for people right now. And so I think that it will be really fascinating for all of us in the Bay Area between rent gouging laws and all the other things that you guys are running up against to sort of see how they work and how it comes out of it. I mean, I'm just getting a little optimistic for a moment that you'll see a neighborhood rebuilt in like, you know, 6 months and suddenly everyone goes, wow, It's possible to rebuild a neighborhood in 6 months.
I think there are going to be templates made. I really do. Yeah. And I think that nobody around here wants to completely reinvent the wheel just because of the time constraints involved. So I think there is going to be a lot of innovation that is part of this whole plan. And one of the challenges that we're meeting so far is staying on a time schedule. And as far as the cleanup goes, the debris removal goes, all of that is well in progress. And
totally.
So we're talking about, you know, the first part of spring this next year being actually able to start the rebuilding process. And reason that's really pretty fast.
Totally. And I'm probably going to get some of this wrong, but I think it was after the LA riots, I remember reading, way back when, I remember reading that there was a Taco Bell that was rebuilt in I think it was 2 days or something.
Yeah,
like
I remember something about that too.
Yeah, and I remember being it was obviously a symbol more than
yes.
Oh, this is so great, the Taco Bell's open.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe it will be fascinating for me as I continue reporting on this, although obviously your local media is the leading the charge, to sort of see if there's something in Santa Rosa like that, like if there are, you know, buildings that are just...
Yeah, I think you're going to see that. I think there are a lot of things being kicked around right now. You know, there was a kind of a... really was a stunt many years ago, decades ago, by one of the developers here who said he can, you know, make a house in about 6 hours. And he did. And nobody is saying that's really the right way to go for the whole community. But innovation is an integral part of this whole thing. Well, Connor, glad to talk to you about this. And I know you've got a vested interest as a Bay Area native, too. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, Connor Doherty. Thank you. We will take that good luck wish. That is Connor Doherty. He is an economics reporter at the New York Times and a Bay Area native as well.